KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have light snow, blowing snow, and it's 20 degrees here in Atlantic. We picked up 0.3 inch of snowfall here at the KJAN studios from late yesterday into early this morning. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, where they'll help you stay on track with your medications. Ask them about no-wait refills and Rex packs. Our short-term forecast, visibilities will continue to drop down in intermittent snow showers with strong gusty northwesterly winds this morning. The combination of strong wind and falling snow will continue to reduce blowing and drifting of snow. And near zero visibility, especially in the rural areas. There is a winter weather advisory that's in effect for Cass and area counties until late this afternoon. A blizzard warning in effect for Sac, Carroll, and Crawford counties until 3 p.m. And after 9 a.m. this morning, a wind advisory will be in effect for Monona, Harrison, Shelby, Pottawatomie Mills, Montgomery, Fremont, and Page counties. There are several school districts that are starting late this morning. Running down that list quickly, Atlantic Schools has a two-hour late start. AHST 2 hours late and no warning activities. Audubon has a two-hour late start. Also two-hour late starts this morning for Coon Rapids Bayard, Exira EHK, Griswold, Harlan, and the Shelby County Catholic Schools. Two-hour late start for Panorama and Riverside this morning and a two-hour late start for Walnut. Atlantic Head Start is running 2 hours late. There is no morning Jack and Jill preschool in Atlantic, and Child Watch here begins at 10 a.m. The only canceled district is Charter Oak Ute. They have no school today. In the news this morning, deputies in Fremont County arrested one person following an investigation early this morning into a possible fight in progress in Hamburg. The sheriff's office reports deputies responded to the 1700 block of Argyle Street just before 1 a.m. After they arrived and upon further investigation, 22-year-old Blake Kennel of Hamburg was arrested. He was charged with interference with official acts and disorderly conduct, threatening. Kennel was brought to the Fremont County Law Enforcement Center and held on a $600 bond. Montgomery County Sheriff's Office says no injuries were reported following a collision east of Red Oak Sunday afternoon. Authorities say a 2008 Chevy Suburban owned by Jackie Porter of Red Oak and driven by 17-year-old Murphy Porter of Red Oak was stopped at the intersection of Highway 34 and Avenue K at around 12:15 p.m. and was pulling away from the intersection when the vehicle struck an eastbound 2012 Dodge Caravan driven by 38-year-old John McDonald of Stanton. Porter told deputies he didn't see the approaching van before he proceeded into the intersection. After the Suburban hit the van on its left front side, the van entered the southeast ditch while Porter's vehicle came to rest on Avenue K just south of Highway 34. Damage from the collision amounted to $8,500. Porter was cited for a stop sign violation. Sheriff's deputies were assisted at the scene by Red Oak Police. Firefighters in Council Bluffs discovered a body in a home that caught fire Saturday evening. Fire Chief Justin James says crews were dispatched at around 5:40 p.m. to 2722 Avenue H for a reported structure fire. They arrived less than 3 minutes later and found light smoke coming from a single-family dwelling. Upon entering the house, the crews were able to extinguish the fire quickly and conduct a primary search of the residence. And upon completion of that search, crews reported to have found a deceased victim inside the home. The victim's name has not been released at this time. Personnel from the Council Bluffs Fire Marshal's Office, Council Bluffs Police Department, and Pottawatomie County Medical Examiner's Office are conducting the investigation. The fire and cause of death remains under investigation. Police in Red Oak arrested a man Saturday afternoon who was driving while suspended with 15 withdrawals in effect. 39-year-old Billy Ray Hunter of Red Oak was taken into custody at around 2:20 p.m. after police stopped the vehicle he was driving at the corner of East Reed and North 4th Streets. In addition to the DWS charge, Hunter was cited for failure to have valid insurance. He was brought to Montgomery County Jail and held on $300 bond. A fight inside a vehicle early Sunday morning in Adams County led to a crash that resulted in one person being sent to the hospital. The Adams County Sheriff's Office said 27-year-old Christopher Adam Fannin of Corning faces OWI and domestic assault charges after an investigation into the incident, which was reported to authorities at around 1 a.m. Saturday. Officials say a vehicle occupied by Fannin and another person was traveling on Birch Avenue. When Fannin and the other person began fighting, the vehicle went off the road and entered a field. The unidentified passenger was injured during the altercation and transported to the Corning Hospital for treatment. Fannin was taken into custody and was being held in the Adams County Jail on a $1,000 cash bond. In the funeral announcements, Lauren Butler, age 78, of Greenfield, died Thursday at his home. Funeral services for Lauren Butler will be today at 10:30 at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Myrtle Otto, age 93, of Manning, died Thursday at Manning Plaza Nursing Home. Funeral services for Myrtle Otto will be today at 10:30 at Zion Lutheran Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Larry Clausen, age 75, of Marcus, died Tuesday. A memorial service for Larry Clausen will be today at 1 o'clock at the Ebenezer Lutheran Church in Audubon. Ernest Johnson Funeral Home of Marcus is assisting the family with arrangements. Ronald Avey, age 74, of Lawrence, Kansas, died February 1st. Funeral services for Ronald Avey will be today at 2 o'clock at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Oneida. Melissa Mitzi LaFoy, age 61, of Hamlin, died Friday at the Exira Care Center. Funeral services for Mitzi LaFoy will be tomorrow at 10:30 at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Betty Jean Campbell, age 88, of Harlan, died February 3rd. Funeral services for Betty Jean Campbell will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Pauli Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Richard Dick Wichman, age 72, of Messina, died Friday at Atlantic Nursing and Rehab. Funeral services for Dick Wichman will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at St. Peter's United Church of Christ, south of Messina. Steen Funeral Home in Messina has arrangements. Howard F. Hansen, age 95, of Audubon and formerly of Exira, died Friday at the Friendship Home in Audubon. Funeral services for Howard Hansen will be on Wednesday at 10:30 at the Brayton Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Steve Mark Boardman, age 51, of Harlan, died Saturday at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. Funeral services for Steve Boardman will be Thursday at 2 o'clock at the Bethel Independent Baptist Church in Harlan. Pauli Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Oakley Ann Wiesenborn, the infant daughter of Terry and Jennifer Wiesenborn of Exira, died January 26th at Blank Children's Hospital in Des Moines. A private family service for Oakley Wiesenborn was held this past Saturday at the Kessler Funeral Home in Exira. Dean Beeman, age 80, of Greenfield, died Sunday at the Adair County Hospital in Greenfield. Funeral services for Dean Beeman are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Stephen Olson, age 59, of Maxwell and formerly of Elkhorn, died Sunday. Services for Stephen Olson are pending at Odie Funeral Home in Kimbleton. James Weber, age 81, of Oneida, died Sunday at Iowa Methodist in Des Moines. Services for James Weber are pending at Hockenberry Funeral Home in Oneida. Jerry Spoonauer, age 64, of Atlantic, died Saturday at the Cass County Hospital. Services for Jerry Spoonauer will be held at a later date. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic is handling the arrangements. And Jenny Lowry Farley, age 93, of Atlantic, died Friday at the Allen Place. Memorial services for Jenny Farley will be held at a later date. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic is handling the arrangements. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic. The prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.